The city of Prairie Grove is breathing new life into its vacant Walmart Express building after the retailer closed more than 100 stores across the country a few years ago. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek reports, the old grocery store will become the city's new library.
From shelves stacked with food to shelves stacked with books.
Nice thing about a big open retail space like that, it's very well suited for a library just as it is. Open space is what we want.
Larry Ulrich is hopeful the transformation will be complete this coming fall. Ulrich is the director of Public Works and Administrative Services for Prairie Grove, one of the cities that was a testing ground for Walmart's Express stores.
The company decided to close all those format buildings. It's not that this store wasn't successful. It was the highest grossing one that they had in the country. And it was a successful store, but they decided to end that format, so it ended up with this store getting closed.
The Prairie Grove store, along with dozens of others, closed in early 2016. Unlike other small cities, though, Prairie Grove was at least left with a Harps. The Harps Food Stores Company ended up acquiring 9 of Walmart's former Express stores in mid-2016, including the building in Prairie Grove. Ulrich says any sale after that came with some stipulations.
Harps put some restrictions on that building as far as the sale. It couldn't be used for any other type of food service, so it really made it hard for them to sell at that location.
But the city thought the building along Buchanan Street is perfect for a new library, especially in a city that's grown quite a bit since the library last expanded in 1998 and added a separate building for the children's library in 2006.
We've gone from 4,300 at the 2010 census to 6,000, you know, now. So by the next census, we figure we'll be 6,500 to 7,000 people.
And while librarian Amanda Thulin says having the distinction of being the only city in Arkansas with a standalone children's library has some perks.
It's neat that the kids can have their own area to play in. They don't have to feel like that they're in a library and they have to be quiet.
It also comes with some drawbacks.
Running two buildings with only 3 people is a challenge.
The new building will bring both libraries back together and will more than double the amount of space from 6,000 square feet to 15,000. Thulin says she's looking forward to the move.
You try to weed out old books that don't get checked out. But then again, there's the classical books, The Count of Monte Cristo, Jane Austen, things you can't get rid of. But we're constantly adding new books, new movies, new music, new audiobooks. And so it's hard to find space for that.
And as far as those who consider libraries to be an outdated concept,
we hear all the time that we're meaningless and pointless and kids have their Google.
Thulin offers this observation.
Women that come in with their young children, we might be, you know, their one stop for the day and the only time their child gets out to see other kids. Or we might have a senior citizen that we're the only person that they talk to throughout the week is their week trip to the library to get their books.
Thulin says a library is a free community service.
We do nothing but good.
The Prairie Grove Library organizes summer reading programs, spring flings, Christmas parties, food drives. And last year, Thulin says they raised $200 through a penny drive that went to pay off lunch balances at the elementary school. And Larry Ulrich says Harps Food Stores is helping the city pay for part of the new building.
Harps settled on a price of $775,000, but they agreed to donate back $125,000. So bottom line to the city is we're paying $650,000.
And on top of that, Ulrich says the city has also collected another $375,000 in donations for the new library. The city also plans to sell any equipment left in the Walmart Express building. Ulrich says there are shelves, walk-in coolers, and cashier stations. And while they'll have to make some renovations to the new space, Ulrich doesn't anticipate it'll be very expensive.
Most of what we will do probably will be for aesthetics. There's going to be some painting that needs to be done. We'd like to do something to the outside to maybe make it look not quite so much like a Walmart. So we haven't decided what that is yet, but we're going to try to dress it up on the outside.
Ulrich says the city is also planning to keep the old library buildings, but hasn't quite yet decided what it will do with them. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
Larry Ulrich says he hopes the library will draw more people out to the west side of town. He also says the Prairie Grove School District recently purchased some land across the street from where the new library will be.